The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Adventure with the boys from the south and the guy from the north. It's the Mason Dixon. The boys Mason in the band.
Dixon, boys.
The boys in the south. Actually, though, Cremins is actually northerners, all of us. You're really a northerner, Akos. Yeah, Akos Yankura, right. The solutionist prize expert when it comes to product selling on the great outlets like HSN and QVC all around the country and all around the world, in fact. And his colleague and friend for many years, John Cremins, who has... I'm not clear who's won more awards, though. Akos, did you win the award that John won at one point in time?
2012. We're even. We're
yeah,
even.
You're even. Okay.
In the award category, sure. We're even, Steven.
Okay, just want to make sure. See, I've never had an award for anything. I've never even had a dinner. Nobody's ever done anything to recognize my...
Really? We'll put something together for you.
What do you mean? Richie didn't take you to dinner or anything like that?
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, he's going to take me to the barbecue. That's what he's going to do. And he knows it's going to be cheap because I don't eat barbecue. So that's the deal.
We have coleslaw, please.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a little coleslaw.
Here's a little barbecue sauce and coleslaw.
Right. By the way, just Doug, I don't like correcting you, but just for the record.
Yes.
I may have lived in Hamilton, Ontario, mm-hmm. but I do believe if you look at a map, John may have been more north
yes,
than I am.
Yes, in Wisconsin? Right. Are you in Michigan?
Minneapolis.
He might be the leading of the north northerners.
I am.
You know, my sister lives in a town called Belle Plaine, which is outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul. I've been there once. And she always asks me, why don't I come back? I said, I've been there once. That's about
it. Yeah, there are a lot of places you don't want to go back to again.
No. If you like summer and warm like I do, you guys down there, and I try to spend as much time in California when the weather is lousy as I can, so going to Minnesota, although they've had a nice summer this year. June and July were good.
Yeah.
That's about it. They have to grow 65-day corn because that's about it. All right, so yesterday we had Monica Ortiz with that Anywhere Fridge. What did she do in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down, John?
It was going back and forth. It ended up being like the 91%.
Really? She got that much? No, I didn't. After you guys grilled her on the price, I thought it would plummet, Frank, because it was.
It did at first.
Yeah.
We watched it. John and I realized if we say something negative, we watch the thing public.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I think she's got social media. I think she's fought back.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And it wasn't. I really thought, after the show and after you left us yesterday, I kept thinking, I hope it wasn't too hard on her.
Well, I said that a couple of times when I first started doing this with you guys. I'd be pretty direct, and then people would say, and I got an email, why are you being so tough on that poor woman?
Yeah, and I didn't want her to think it sounded like a great idea, because I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, it's just too expensive. That's all.
Yeah, the normal person's not going to buy that. But then, we had a discussion after that.
Yeah.
Akos and I were, continuing on with the show, and we talked about, maybe, I think the only person that would buy that for the higher price might be a prepper. Somebody that's always thinking that the end's going to happen, that the electricity's going to be gone,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to need something to refrigerate or to heat something up, and that would be the solution. So if I were a prepper, I'd go, okay, I'd buy that for $800.
What else do they call those people? The isolationists?
I think their whole thing is prepping. So, that's why their biggest name is like prepper. The way they even have a TV show on prepping.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually kind of neat. I mean,
I've never
some of these people do wild things just to get ready for the end of the world.
Ask Doug why he's got so many generators around the farm.
Because I don't want to be without electricity, thanks.
Y2K.
Y2K.
I did. Thank you for reminding me, Richie. When the clock was about to strike 12, I bought a couple of, I have two PTO tractor-powered generators that run everything on both farms. So I have this big, it's like a 40,000 kilowatt, 50,000, it could run half the town. I hooked it up, every year we use it once or twice, and that's about it. hit when the weather, like I thought we were going to have it last night because we had a wild weather here last night. A lot of power is out still in New England, but it didn't have to hook it up. But I hook up one of my 75, 80 horsepower tractors to it, and but it came about because I thought that the world would come to an end. I bought into that foolishness in 2000. At the stroke of midnight, everything was going to collapse and fall apart, so I better be prepared. So I bought, and these generators weren't cheap. They were $4,000 or $5,000 a piece. And so, but now I'm happy I have them. But I hope never.
I mean,
chili he doesn't know what to do with.
It's the canned chili,
right?
Really?
I mean, the 2 tons of canned chili in the back barn.
I made so much money during that period.
What did you sell?
Oh, the survival steel. I was going from prepper show to prepper show. We would pay like $100 for a booth and walk out with $5,000. Like every weekend, like weekend after weekend. We were just going, yes, the world's coming to an end here. You must have this fire steel. You should be prepared, you know, just in case.
Good for you. Hi. Speaking of being prepared, there are a couple of things that are in the news today that are rather interesting when it comes to crowdfunding. There's a Kickstarter campaign. Let's start out with a serious one first, and then we'll, I don't know, maybe you'd think they're both serious, but I'm not sure how to read the second one. First one is about a company called Hendo, H-E-N-D-O. Do you know about Hendo? You two guys, you. This would be a great story for My Cool Inventions. The guy's name is Greg, and his wife is Jill. They have a hoverboard, and they want to expand.
Like Back to the Future.
Yeah, we saw that.
All right, okay.
So
they have a Kickstarter campaign to further develop it, and here's the story.
Hi, I'm Greg Henderson.
And I'm Jill Henderson. We're the founders of Hendo. The Hendo hoverboard is something that has to be experienced in order to understand. Words cannot describe it.
The underlying technology is totally scalable. We can make it really small or really big. And solving for the problem of lift also revealed the solution for propulsion and control. We are able to turn, move, drive around in any direction, go up and down slopes, or do it all at once if you like.
Imagine a vehicle with all the freedom of a car and all the efficiency of a high-speed train. With our hover engines, that is now possible.
The Hendo hoverboard is just the first step. It's a proof of concept, the simplest path for demonstrating our new technology in a way everyone can understand.
It's a dream realized. When you support our Kickstarter campaign, one of the options is the Hendo Developer Kit, the white box.
Inside, you'll find a hover engine that you can use to hover whatever you like. You no longer need to be a scientist in a lab to be a part of building the future. By putting this technology in your hands, who knows what we can develop together? The wheel may finally have some competition.
Thanks for believing.
Are you guys kick into that?
I call shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Yeah.
These people are going to be millionaires.
More than I know, but they're, you know, they're crossing some lines that I...
Well, tell us what you...
So proof of concept. I heard
about, wait a minute, hold on a second. Let's explain to people, because one of the things that I've been supporting for a long, long time, and I've tried it myself on the farm, was Kickstarter's a crowdfunding campaign, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, those places, that specialize in getting, raising money that you don't have to pay back. You got to give people something for their contribution in order to get people around it. But there have been a lot of government sort of looky-poos at this. So is that what you're concerned? Is they're promising something they can't, it's smoke and mirrors, or what are you saying?
I heard proof of concept. Like, I you know, you donate so you get this engine that allows you to hover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd like to get more proof on the hovering. You've got to be able to back up your, substantiate your claim. Are they actually selling hoverboards that you actually get, or
yes,
you're still just financing their way into getting there?
I think that they are, the ultimate goal, from what I understand, is that they sell a hoverboard. What you get for investing via Kickstarter is not clear to me. Is it clear
not
to clear you?
Not clear to me either.
Yeah, no.
So here's, I'm really a big, I love crowdfunding sites. I really
you have
do.
Your own Michael Invention.
We have,
fund
we have our own. Yes, we have our own. Yeah. We have our own also. But here's what I always worry about. They're becoming, sometimes they can become like a store.
Hmm.
For example, I found a Kickstarter fund for a weather shield, a magnetic shield that goes on your windshield that prevents the snow and ice from forming.
You have
he
those,
claims,
I thought you were selling
this man claims to have invented it. He's got tens of $30,000. $3. It's not his invention. You sell it on HSN for 3 years. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even the first guy. And the only thing that I changed, I put a flap on it. There were guys before me.
Yeah.
So there's an example. He's selling them, basically. Donate to my campaign, you get one. So you do, right?
Yeah.
But then take away the claim that you were the inventor. That's my point.
Right.
Or if you got this concept funding, so you fund, another thing is concept funding, right?
Yeah.
Like this, I think this hoverboard is concept funding. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, they get this money unregulated, so they could be just making a, you know, they, mm-hmm. you could do a smoke and mirrors campaign, collect all the money.
Yeah. So they could buy themselves a couple of new Teslas or something.
I think you need to have, and I'm not regulatory guy, but I think this is a Cowboys and Indians area. Like, you know, you could do whatever you want.
Wild West, yep.
It's Wild West. Yeah. So I think you should be careful.
This thing is going to replace forklifts in warehouses.
Is it their invention going to do it, or the concept in general?
Yeah, that's one of the ideas that they showed in the video, and I see that as being something that could really take off.
Mm-hmm. Well, if
John,
it works,
we should come up with a concept. Yeah. We'll get you to do all your fancy graphics. We have the video studio over here. We'll do a fancy video. See how much money we get.
I have the new levitating coffee cup. I don't
Hold on a second. There's a real need. We have a need on the farm. We have all kinds of things. We're going to need a Kickstarter.
Like what?
We need to put up a building to feed the cows.
Doug, you can use these magnetic levitation things to move the cows around the farm.
Yeah, you don't need to have them.
Do like horseshoe style ones that lift the cows
and
up.
Push them and push them around. And there they go.
Push them around. Yeah. All right. But there are we actually should have a Kickstarter campaign to and I wasn't being facetious to expand our radio enterprises.
Let's do it. We'll do it. There's
got to be.
We can do all the production elements as far as video and stuff like that.
All right.
We also have a couple pitched people who, you know, look good in front of a camera.
Right,
so
exactly.
We'll get some pretty girls. So we'll, you know, we'll get some, you know.
See, now, there's another reason for you to fly up and have dinner with me.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
See, look at all these original ideas. Speaking of that, in a few minutes, the next Kickstarter idea to get a lot of attention, certainly grab my attention, was an attempt by Tom Wopat and John Schneider. Do you know who they are? Any customer? I bet he doesn't know who they are.
What do you think?
You think Johnny doesn't know who they are? All right, so we'll introduce you to them in a moment.
They're just some good old boys.
18 past the hour.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, we have another Kickstarter campaign that relates to the former stars of Dukes of Hazzard, Tom Wopat and John Schneider, singing their way into your money, your wallet. Christmas on the radio.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright,
he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gronies of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on.
When all you cats are sleeping warm as toast. Creamins is the coolest cat we know. You guys groaning there or what?
You'll come up. No, we're not groaning.
You're what?
We're dancing.
Well,
dancing.
You're really
dancing.
Good. Yeah. I bet you're pretty good on your feet there, Agos. I'm in a bed. Isn't he?
Listen, I have a lot of musicians in my family.
Yeah. I have never seen him dance. Google? I really don't want to.
Do you realize I dance semi-professionally?
You did.
I did. I actually did. I showed you photos. I did.
I can see
college.
That.
Well,
I
did.
We've never actually shaken hands, but I've seen video of you. I can see that.
I can see
Creamins doing it too.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I've never seen Creamins from the waist down. I have you, but I've never seen
Richie. Google Andrew Jankura. Google that. Andrew Jankura. It's my brother.
Andrew Jankura.
One of the greatest jazz musicians in the world.
Really?
That is true.
He's in Dubai.
Really?
He's played with Temptations. He's played with James Brown when he was alive. He sat in with Sting.
I bet he'd like to run off.
There he is. Andrew Jankura. That's me and dreads. Me with 100 pounds in dreads.
All right, so the reason we're talking about this song, Cool Yule, the Christmas album that Tom Wopat and John Snyder put together, they started this, they funded it with a Kickstarter campaign. And it worked marvelously well. That's what I'm saying. We were talking about another Kickstarter campaign a few minutes ago, and this is all part of inventing an entrepreneurialism in America in 2014. Maybe these things exist around the rest of the world. I can't imagine that they don't in some places. But these guys, and I was trying to figure out, Richie, and I didn't find what they gave the people who invested. Did they actually give them an album?
Yeah, they probably gave an album. Yeah, probably the album.
We'll give you the album.
Yeah, like autographed or something.
Yeah,
you know, just
right, something special.
Kick it in.
Yeah. So anyway, there are all kinds of reasons to do Kickstarter campaigns, crowdfunding campaigns. We gave you two more ideas. Many of these people, when they come on with their inventions, like I want to, when I hear Cynthia Sturz, who's going to join us in a few minutes, I don't know. I see that it's called the U-turn alert. I don't know what that means. It'd be interesting to get into her head. But many of these outfits, I'm looking back at the fridge lady, for example, could have used a Kickstarter campaign. The pillow guy earlier this week could have used, I think they all could have, the arm scarves lady on Monday. They could all have used a Kickstarter campaign if they know how to do it. That's the thing. You got to know how to do it, because a lot of people waste a lot of time and a lot of money trying to make these things work, and they fall flat. So
they do.
Is that the way you built your My Cool Inventions, the fund that you have there? Is that it's a kick sort of a crowdfunding fund?
What, it's a crowdfunding
fund. Hold it. I hear Andrew Jankura.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That's my kid brother.
Yeah. What's this? What is he playing?
Keys.
Keyboard.
Wow. What's this called?
Taste of Dubai. This is at the Taste of Dubai 2010.
Oh,
that's
really?
Song.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
But I love that Hammond B3 sound. That's cool.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's fine.
So just imagine, Doug, Akos, just look at his head. With dreadlocks on it.
Really?
That's what his brother looks like.
Good heavens.
Listen to that kid. Look.
You know what I like? He loves his brother and he cares about him and he's trying to promote him. That's very cool. Good thing. Gotta have family stick together. All right, we're sort of a family, the family of inventors. And we meet today's cool inventor in a few moments. Stand by on My Cool Invention. Doug, John, and Akos here.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at GuitarCenter.com.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. We have inventors galore, entrepreneurs galore. We have our 4 days of My Cool Inventions during this hour. And then tomorrow, we have the big Dream Big America contest, which will pit three different entrepreneurs. I think it's the last one before the end of the month, right? So we have one more. Is this the... Yeah, then we have two of our My Cool Inventors on tomorrow, and I think one Dream Big America person. And then they all come together the last Friday of the month, and we have the runoff for the prizes, et cetera, et cetera. And the good thing about this is that if you have a good idea and you get on the air once, you could get on twice, maybe even three times.
Yeah, that's true.
Plug away, right? So far this week, we have Honey Hilliard with 100% thumbs up. So let's see how Cynthia Sturtz does, and I'll turn things to Akos and John to work our way through this inventor.
So we were talking about conceptual funding from Kickstarter. We were talking about the hoverboard that you basically, the Back to the Future style hoverboard, things that haven't been quite invented yet, but they're concepts and inventors heading in the direction of solving those problems. Well, Cindy is one of these inventors. I guess she's been spending some time in the back of a car, and I guess, you know, in a car you have the right index or the right direction and the left direction, and so the, you know, signals the turn. Well, her concept is she wants another sort of signal in the car that when you signal a U-turn, so it's not just turning right or turning left, but you have an impending coming U-turn, and her belief is that a U-turn signal will prevent accidents and help the safety on our roadways. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So you must have been, seeing that or noticing that a lot of accidents or a lot of people get hurt by a car making a U-turn, which was not anticipated, and people thought they must have been turning right or left, and in fact it was a U-turn that was coming about. So how did you sort of, where did the light bulb go off in your head to say, hey, world needs a U-turn alert?
Well, that happens so often that you're in that left turn lane, and then either you slow down to make the U-turn, and the car in back of you comes so close to you or the car in front of you slows down to make the U-turn, and you come so close to rear-ending them because everyone's rushing through to try to make that left turn. So it just happens so often that I thought, you know what we need here is a U-turn alert of some kind so people know that you're going to be slowing down and not just, you know, just going on through that light. So
are you thinking that maybe there's like a device in the car, another stick on the steering wheel there that is a specific U-turn alert?
It would be a light in the rearview window that is activated by something on the steering wheel comes on with the little U-turn light that would just alert the drivers in back of you that that's what you're going to do.
So Cynthia, are you looking at maybe, you know, where they have the brake light that's in the back window, right, on most cars? Would you then have maybe part of that little light that's there, that would be where your signal would be?
Yes, in the rear window.
All right, so yeah, because a lot of cars now, I mean, a lot of new cars have at least looks like a light that's there.
They have the extra light, right?
Yeah, so you could probably just make it part of that somehow.
So have you thought of, like, I'm not sure of this statistic, we should do a little research, you've probably done it. Are U-turns legal everywhere in America?
No.
As far as I know, at certain intersections they don't allow it, but all cities they do, yes.
So I know in Canada, for example, U-turns are illegal. You cannot make a U-turn in most provinces. And in fact, you can't even turn right on a red in Quebec. I mean, I learned that the hard way. Doug, how about you up there, up where you live there, Doug? What's the deal up there?
Right on red is most common. I think that's a national now. You can turn right on red pretty much everywhere unless it says specifically no right on red on the light pole, on the traffic pole. Far as U-turns are concerned, I don't have, I can think of, right off the top of my head, four or five different locations that are close to me where they don't allow you to make that complete left-hand turn. You can turn left onto a street, an access road, but sometimes the roads aren't wide enough to be able to make the complete sweep, and that's the reason for it, the traffic patterns, whatever, whatever. But I think more often than not, you can make the U-turn, and so this may have some practical value.
So, Cynthia, where do you live?
I live in Seminole, Florida.
So you're in Florida, so you're down here with us.
Right.
When I first came down from Canada to Florida, when I moved down here, became a resident of Florida, it was really odd for me to see U-turns. So, you know, it was completely foreign to me. I didn't, you know, wasn't legal for me to do it. So I enjoy doing them because it gets me to where I want to go faster. But I think, you know, it's a good concept here of a U-turn alert. So what we're going to do, Cindy, is we're going to let you pitch it. We're going to let you pitch it for 60 seconds. You're going to have 60 seconds to win over our listeners. And our listener, what they'll do, they'll vote by going to mycoolinventions.com, hitting the vote button. You vote thumbs up or you vote thumbs down. I got the screen right here in front of me, ready to push the button. Or you can text the vote thumbs up or thumbs down by texting to 22333. That's 22333. That's the texting number. Or phone us, 1-888-877-0490. 888-877-0490. Just say thumbs up or thumbs down. It's totally anonymous. So, Cindy, are you ready to pitch?
I am.
Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
If you drive a vehicle, it happens almost every day. You're coming up on an intersection and the left turn light has turned green. You and several other drivers are hurrying down that left turn lane to make your turns before the light changes. You get to the front of the line and press on the brake so you can make a U-turn, hoping that the car in back of you does not ram into you before you can complete your turn. If only there was some way to signal the driver behind you so they would be expecting you to make a U-turn instead of just a left turn. Well, now there is. It's the U-turn alert, a light that you can install in the rear window of your vehicle that, when activated, alerts the drivers behind you that you will be making a U-turn. Approximately 20% of collisions in this country are rear-end collisions. Avoid injuries to yourself, your passengers, and the other drivers, and save money by avoiding costly damage to your vehicle and any resulting insurance cost increases. Don't be a victim. Protect yourself and others today with the U-turn alert. Please.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Great presentation. A lot of confidence, a lot of stride, a lot of momentum. And if you like that presentation, vote thumbs up or thumbs down at mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. It's right there. You'll see the live voting in action, or text your vote. Thumbs up, all one word. Thumbs down, all one word, to 22333. Or phone us, 1-888-877-0490. Good job, Cindy. You've got to, what do you do for a living when you're not inventing?
Real estate title insurance.
I was going to say, you obviously deal with people. You've got a lot of confidence in your voice, and you seem to have that, what I call the metronome of selling. You've got that metronome in your voice that sounds really good, and you came across really well. So how far along in the invention process are you?
I'm not. I need an investor, and I need someone with expertise to get it done.
Doug, this sounds like a Kickstarter campaign, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier.
Right. We've got, and that's, it comes up often, that, you know, the whole idea of this new world order of getting, you can't go to Wall Street anymore, really. You can't go to banks oftentimes because they're so conservative. The damn government is telling them they can't do this and they can't do that. So in this circumstance, yeah, I'd say that you need a little more enthusiasm, Cynthia, or maybe you need to find somebody who's got a little more enthusiasm. That's not a criticism of you, just not your personality. You're not a pitchman. I don't think. You guys think she's, she did a good, she got the information out, but I don't think she's, okay, let's go.
I the call to action was missing, so I was, I liked
her. She ran out of time.
I liked her meter. I mean, a lot of times the inventors don't have that pace in their voice, and she has that pace in her voice, and she's got some self-confidence in there. Of course, she has nothing to close, so I think...
Well, what was the CPA going to be?
Vote for me. Vote for me would have been.
Well, what was she going to say?
Both thumbs up.
That what she said?
We cut her off.
So, Cynthia, what were you going to say in that last sentence?
I was asking to please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up for me.
She was almost there.
It was awesome. Thank you very much, Cindy, for being on our program and being one of our contestants. And good luck with the thumbs up vote on My Cool Inventions. Right. And who knows, you might be on Dream Big America on one of these Fridays.
All right, texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 or voting at mycoolinventions.com, 888-877-0490. Okay, how do you, the two of you, decide, or whoever it is that you have on your staff there, to bring somebody in? I know how we do it with the Dream Big America crowd in terms of betting. They go through a whole bunch of things with the Inventors Institute. It's in Kansas City. And so I wonder how you are working through these people to figure out who really deserves attention or who doesn't.
So we get a buck stops on my table first, and then to John. So what happens is I get the John's looking at me. I get all the submissions from John. John organizes the website, so goes, what are you talking about? I do all that. So all the submissions come, they're forwarded to me, and then what I do is I typically spend a couple days and Saturday working with the inventors, working with them. So I send everybody a thank you letter. I note certain things in their application that are necessary. I generally weed out things that don't have intellectual property because I don't want to lessen their intellectual property.
What does that mean?
But if you haven't put a patent application forward, by you coming onto the radio, you know, it could harm your patent application. And not every time.
Because somebody can hear it and file ahead of you.
Yeah, not every time, but you could prove that you did. It just causes trouble. I mean, if it's like a unique garlic cutter, then I won't let them on. But if it's a conceptual thing like the hoverboard, well, yeah, okay, we can let them on. So I vet that. I talk to them, so I hear their voice. I want to understand who I'm dealing with. Our producers talk to them also, so we vet them a little bit. We've had situations where my producers come to me and said, hey, this is not going to work. And then I look at how far along they are in the invention process. I also, because we have way more inventors than we have days of the week.
Yeah,
I do prioritize them. I prioritize them to what I personally like, and then I give it to John. John and I discuss it, and we come up with the list. But we have several times more inventors apply than actually get on the radio.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they won't be successful. We've had many inventors we've helped who haven't actually seen the radio yet.
Really? All right. So in a moment, I want to know what the big pitch, the things that you're selling now, what's the most successful thing that you're pitching? In a moment, Acar Stancura and John Cremins here on My Cool Inventions at 15 before the hour.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market. morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after-school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after-school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after-school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Get the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so we're all about pitches. This is considered a commercial, I suppose, by some people. I don't consider that. I think this is entertainment. If a good pitch is going to be successful, it's going to be entertaining. So what are you selling right now? Akos Jankura, one of the big pitchmen on home shopping and one of the great pitchmen around the world. What are you selling that's most successful right now that's new?
The first, Restring It. Restring It is fantastic. It's a re-threader. So what it is, it's an inventor came along from California who invented a way to restring the drawstrings in your hoodies, bathing suits, pajamas. Really? Faster than you can say restring it, you can restring it. That's really awesome. Yeah. And I'm going to, you know what, anybody listening, I'm going to give away what I'm going to talk about. So you can just write the number down, 1-888-877-0490. Absolutely free, 1-888-877-0490. Anybody who's listening can get a restring it. The other one is the folding wand. We've talked about this before. This is this wand that allows you to fold a fitted sheet. Like a fitted sheet was made never to be able to fold. You ball them up, throw them in the corner because of that big elastic band. But this inventor, Ken Alley, came up with the folding wand. You can fold a fitted sheet so well and so quickly, you can put it back into the bag that you actually bought them in, which is cool. Anybody who calls 1-888-877-0490 will give away a folding wand. They're all about $20 value, each of these things. And security sleeves. Those are the sleeves that prevent RFID chips from being electronically pickpocketed out of your pocket. So your credit cards, your driver's license, your government ID, all that. Little sleeve you slip in, it's a vault for your credit card. And those are the three hottest products that we have. And soon to be, I think, Twilash. I think there's a lot of activity on Twilash. I'm looking at all the buyers, and I'll report it back to you guys as soon as we close the first deal. deal.
I think, but the other two, the ones that are most successful that you've talked about before, but the one that strings, as soon as you said that, my mind, everybody's mind is listening, went right to the problems that we all have. If you work out and you wear sweatpants, for example, those things, or if you just have shorts, those things, trunks, anything, those strings are always coming out. They're a pain in the neck. You never can get them back in there. So that sounds like genius. What's the number again for that?
1-888-877-0490. 1-888-877-0490.
There you go. We've helped you out again, folks. My Cool Inventions. Doug Steffen, Akos Jankura, John Creeman's here.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A frightening day in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, along with another fence jumper at the White House. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The city of Ottawa is still trying to digest what happened yesterday when shots rang out at two locations in the city. A gunman fatally shot a soldier at the War Memorial. The shooter was killed after opening fire in the halls of the nearby Parliament building. Charlie Angus is a member of Parliament. He said he was in a meeting when the gunfire erupted.
We're meeting with our leader. All our MPs are in that room. On the other side, the Conservative Party with the Prime Minister. So I didn't hear 20 to 30 shots. I heard three sets of heavy-duty gunfire. It sounded like it was outside our door.
The gunman was later identified as Michael Zehoff Bebo, a recent convert to Islam. The soldier he shot and killed, Corporal Nathan Cirillo, who was standing guard at the War Memorial. Yesterday's chaos in Ottawa came just 2 days after an Islamic convert ran over two Canadian soldiers with his car near Montreal. One of those soldiers died. Last night, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper addressed his nation.
This week's events are a grim reminder that Canada is not immune to the types of terrorist attacks we have seen elsewhere around the world.
But, said Harper, Canada will never be intimidated. Hours after that attack in Ottawa, an incident at the White House around 7:15 Eastern Time last night, in which a man jumped the White House fence on Pennsylvania Avenue. He was apprehended on the North Lawn with the aid of canine units and has been hospitalized. According to reports, no shots were fired, and the suspect was caught well before reaching the White House. It was just last month, you'll recall, that 42-year-old Omar Gonzalez jumped the fence and made it well inside the White House, a breach that led to the resignation of Secret Service Director Julia Pearson. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Did you know
know, up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to make a dose today.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back today from what happened yesterday. A triple-digit loss for the Dow, down 153 points, closing at 16,461. NASDAQ off by 37 points, S&P down 14. The University of North Carolina is accused of placing athletes in sham classes to help keep their grades up so they would remain eligible to play. A university commission report was released yesterday that said academic advisors conspired with the African and Afro-American Studies Department manager from 1993 to 2011. The classes allowed student athletes to skip lectures and instead submit a paper graded by the manager rather than a professor. No coaches or athletic administrators are directly implicated. In the report, 9 other staff members are said to have been fired over this. Closing notes. First, the World Series Game 2 last night in Kansas City. Royals hosting the Giants with the Royals getting even. A 5-run explosion in the 5th inning. The Royals win it 7-2. Their manager, Ned Yost, gave credit to those wild and crazy KC fans.
I think there's half the crowd that doesn't sit down for the entire game. I don't know how they keep their energy going, but they sure do. It's a fun atmosphere.
World Series all tied at a game apiece. Day off today. Game 3 at AT&T Park in San Francisco tomorrow night. And finally, we have an item for you from the police files in Britain. Police are searching for the suspect who tossed away 7 bags of unwanted plants on an English farm in the southeast county of Surrey. Turns out these plants were cannabis, amounting to over $6,000 worth of pot. Finding the suspect won't be easy, since a flock of sheep munched its way through nearly all of the evidence. They were found stumbling around and somewhat woolly-headed, we're told. The farm shop manager said the sheep didn't appear to have any other side effects. Now, what would a flock of sheep that had ingested that much pot sound like? Something like this, maybe? I think they're asking for some ring dings and Cheetos. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.